kind of public transportation do you get around here?
I either ride with, most of the time, I ride with my daughter or my granddaughter in their cars. My granddaughter has a, this car's got a hearse on it.
A hearse?
A horse on her car. What do you call it?
Oh, you got me.
Forgot what you call it.
Yeah.
But anyways,
Well, the kind of public transportation you get around here?
I use a public service bus. If I don't go in the car, I use a public service bus. Or like some of the people I used to work for, they still come and pick me up. If I needed to go somewhere, I'd call some of the folks that I used to work for, and they'll come pick me up and take me where I have to go.
You
I work for very nice people. No, I've never learned to drive. I could drive a horse and wagon, but I can't drive a car.
You've never?
I've never tried to. I tried once to drive, and I almost went in the ditch. I just never tried anymore. I said I would, but I haven't.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about the inside of a car? Let me ask you about the inside of a car. Where's the speedometer?
I don't know.
Okay.
The only thing I know is where the brakes are.
Okay.
Well, you start the car, put the key in the car, and you start it off, and then you just put your foot on the pedal, and then if you get too close to somebody, you have to make a dead stop quick.
Yeah.
You step on the brakes, I know where that is. My daughter showed me that in case she'd ever get sick in the car, I'd know how to stop the car.
The pedal is the what? You talking about the pedal is the gas?
The pedal, I call it a pedal, I don't know what it is.
That's how you
start the motor off with the key. And if you want, and then you start to drive the car, you put your foot on the pedal and start to drive.
I see.
Then it has one part as a brake. An emergency brake or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's a little knob. It's called emergency brake.
Yeah.
She has one another foot that you put your feet on. But if she has to do a quick stop, she has that. Or like the car starts rolling, she stops and she get out the car and starts rolling. So then you pull that quick like that.
You know, Ms. Vance, the where all the instruments are and everything on the car, that's up on the what?
It's up there by the wheel.
Okay, what's up in front of the wheel? It's all that stuff. That big thing. What do you call that?
Where the motor connects to?
Well, you know, on the up around by the wheel, you look at the instruments, you're looking at the what?
Well, the only thing I know about that, you read the meters, like I call it the meters, because it has a gauge on there, how much gas you have, like if your tank get empty, that has a gauge on there to show you where it goes on a zero for empty, you know, or like medium or full.
Yeah.
And then they had the speed limit on there.
Yeah.
The speed limit is numbers like 10 miles an hour or 15 miles an hour and so on. Some of them as much as 100 miles an hour. But we never drove that. The highest we ever drove was 80 to 90.
Uh-huh.
And that was emergency. Like if somebody was sick, you put a handkerchief out the door and you could take off real fast. And if an officer was coming along, he wouldn't give you a ticket for speeding because you had this handkerchief out showing that it was an emergency call. You was going to a hospital. And he would just catch right up with you and get in front of you and clear the road for you.
I didn't know that. Well, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. We did that. I've had one time when one of my children had, I have a son who is an athletic, and he was real sick. And he was having a seizure, and my daughter was taking it, and all I did was hold out either a white pocket handkerchief or a white cloth. Just always keep a white cloth in your car. And you just put it out the window as far as you could put it, and you go as fast as you could. And that's emergency. You're trying to save a life, you see. For instance, supposing somebody, a baby swallowed something, and it was choking, you have to get to a doctor right away. You had no choice. You just blow your horn and you go as fast as you're